If you'd come on up from American Livestock at Harding & Harding. They've been gracious for many, many years in sponsoring this event. And Jim, if you'd like to make a few comments for right now, this may be the only mic we have.
Thank you, Mark. I'll be real brief because I know we got a loaded schedule today. And as Mark's already said, we're short on time. It's our pleasure to work with Mark and his steering committee and NCBA to sponsor this each year. And we consider it a very valuable part of our business, the purebred industry, and we're glad to be able to work with you and participate in this. Now, as you travel around this winter, and there's some concerns with the dry parts of the country, or as much of the country is dry, the cow numbers, where we're going to sell bulls this spring, the early sales that we've been involved with, the good producers that are using all the performance tools available to them to measure the differences in their cattle, and then market those cattle into the niches that they differentiate themselves into, and doing a good job in their with their cattle and their marketing, are getting along very well in the early sales that we've seen. And I think you as top producers still have a tremendous opportunity with the tools available today to differentiate yourself. And then on top of it, today we're going to talk about some things that are improve your efficiencies and hopefully add to your bottom line, which we always need to be concerned with. So I think we've got a very timely topic to talk about today, and it's certainly our pleasure to be a part of this. If we ever be assistance in, as far as involved with either the Seed Stock Council or your livestock business in general, please let us know. And again, thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, Jim, very much. Next, we'll have an update on the Beef Improvement Federation meeting from Twig Marston of Kansas State University. Most of you here have been to BIF many times, but as we like to say, those of us that have been fortunate enough to go, it is the best-kept secret in the beef industry. So if any way at all you can make this meeting, it's extremely, extremely good. But Twig Marston.
Thank you, Mark. As in traditions in the past, we are going to have a late spring, early summer meeting. We have changed the time, though. The last couple years, you remember, BIF has met in the mid part of July. That we've moved those dates up now to be May 28th to the 31st. We're going to meet in Lexington, Kentucky. Dr. Bullock is our host and host institution there, and he's really planned, and the program committee has planned, a very nice meeting, I think, for our annual meeting and research symposium. Like I said, we're going to meet in Lexington. The dates will be May 28th to 31st. If you need to get on a website and find some information, go to www.beefimprovement.com, and the updates are there. We'll quickly get the new brochure up. There is a booth in the back of the trade show of University of Kentucky or the state of Kentucky, and there are some brochures there for you to pick up to get some preliminary information as far as topics that will be covered and the registration fees. It'll be an exciting a symposium, we think, as always. We always bring some outstanding topics and speakers in to share ideas with you, and I think this year, again, will be the same. So I guess to kind of recap the deal, it's the 2003 Beef Improvement Federation. It will be our 35th annual meeting. We'll be in Lexington. The date's May 28th to 31st. We'll have the same general format where general sessions will be in the morning. The standing committees will be in the afternoon. Wednesday night of that week, we will have a special seminar on reproductive physiology. It's the every other year event, and this is the year for it. So plan on coming in early on Wednesday. Tours again on Saturday. So same format. Appreciate it, Mark.
Thank you very much, Twig. And I'm going to turn it over to Coleman for a second.
Need a little more slack. That's what I always have needed, a little more slack. Next on our program is Mr. Jim Reeves. Jim is Executive Vice President of the American Brahman Breeders Association. He currently serves as President of the U.S. Beef Breeds Council. We'll call on him this morning to give us a report on the Canadian Animal Welfare Meeting. I knew Jim went to Canada. I wasn't real sure what he was doing up there, but now I know. And so we'll find out what he did while he was in Canada. Jim.
Everybody can relax. I don't think I caused much damage. I just want to share with you a letter that I received right before I left that is a a wake-up call, I think, to all seed stock producers. This was addressed to me as being honorable, so that knows that he didn't know me. First of all, he is demanding that our organization start a few management practices to keep them from wanting to protest our industry. Number one is make sure that every seed stock producer bathes his animals with the proper pH soap daily, that we have a regular schedule for cleaning their teeth. We want to make sure that we provide our breeding stock with some type of low-heat sleeping blanket. Obedient school would be required for our animals. Those that work must be given privileges, like a day off, weekends, extra recreation. See to it that our animals have a church service at least once a year, and hopefully there would be a priest present to bless our animals. This recreation to the park needs to be organized in a systematic manner. Entertainment, if possible. Make sure that they have an approved vegetarian diet for our animals, and also creating missions or sanctuaries for our animals. And this goes on and on. These things are coming in to play more and more all the time, and NCBA, and thanks to the support of USB Breeds Council and my bosses, the American Brahmin Association, allowed me to go up and participate in the Farm Animal Council meeting, annual meeting in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, 32 degrees below zero up there that day. We had a very well-attended group up there. Our speakers included Becky Cooper from XL, myself, Anna Johnson. Dr. Johnson is the Director of Animal Welfare for the National Pork Board. Michael Kotz, who was the General Manager of the Saskatchewan Egg Marketing Board. And a lady that I really enjoyed meeting was the head of Safeway Public Relations in Canada. And her name was Tony Felker. And we had a two-day meeting up there discussing animal welfare issues. And one thing I would like to encourage each one of you, and Chad and Gary Kalman, Mark, these guys, we have such an asset here at NCBA. When we're put on the spot to do things like this, I'm telling you, it became priority, and Chad's back there in the back. This guy worked with me. We came up with a PowerPoint presentation that left them with their mouth open. It was so professionally done. And one thing I want to tell you, there is a CD that you can get through NCBA now that's called simply Cattleman Care. And some of the pictures are a little older. It's of Dick and Sherry and the boys on their farming operation in Missouri. But it was the most popular part, Chad, I think, of the entire meeting up there, two-day meeting. And Gary told me that he's getting requests out of Canada now for that CD. If you don't have it, seed stock producers, get you one of them and have them available for local media. But we had a tremendous turnout up there, and our main desire was to show our Canadian partners that you and our commercial cow-calf operators, our feeders, and our processors are doing everything that we can to ensure animal welfare and humane slaughter. And I think we kind of moved up several notches in their eyes. Mark, it was a joy being there, and I think we had a successful trip.
Thank you very much, Jim. I have some bad news and good news. The bad news is, has anybody seen Dr. Pollock? The good news is we'll now get back on time. We're going to move on.